Good afternoon, Greg LaFollette, Intersection Live. Today I'm talking with David Olson, and David is the product manager for the Wolters Kluwer Small Firm Services. This is a lot, this is kind of a mouthful. Wolters Kluwer, CCH, Small Business Services, Small Firm Services.
Right, there
and,
you go.
And today we're talking about the TaxWise product. Is that right, David?
That's correct.
Okay, yep. Now go back and tell me, did I get all those nouns in the right order?
Well, pretty close.
Okay.
It does get a little complicated when you have company names on there, but I guess the most common usage is we call it CCH Small Firm Services, which came about when TaxWise became part of CCH about a year and a half ago.
Right, okay. So, David, you've been around in the industry for a while. Tell me a little bit about your background, and I called you a product manager, and that may not be exactly accurate, but for purposes of what we're going to talk about today, that's kind of what you are. What's your day job, and how long have you been in this business?
Well, taking it from current back, I am currently in charge of product management overall for CCH Small Firm Services, and which encompasses, of course, both our tax product lines and accounting and other products as well. But what sort of led me to this spot of this day job that I have now is that I started out in the position of most of the customers that we serve. I was and still have my CPA license, and was a partner in a tax partner in a small practice for about 15 years, and then moved on to some other industry things, and then ended up in the tax software industry for the past 5 or 6 years.
So you have had an honest job.
I have, really.
All right. Well, for those of us who still do, still practice, we appreciate what you're doing, and the fact that there's a real life practitioner there that can kind of speak for us as practitioners. And I know that CCH has a bunch of them, certainly not just
sure.
You.
Yeah.
But so today we're talking about the TaxWise product, and I'd like to kind of start with some metrics. Help me understand, and more importantly, our listeners understand maybe a little bit of the history and the sizing of this product. It's going to be a surprise for a lot of people because it's a lot bigger product and a lot more widely adopted, I think, than some people realize.
Yeah, that's probably true, Greg. TaxWise has actually been around about 22 years, and it serves in the area of about 10,000 tax practices, plus TaxWise is also the provider to the IRS, and through that relationship, the product services about another 10,000 IRS VITA and walk-in offices. So altogether, about 20,000 plus locations.
And
go ahead.
Those practices, David, exclusive of the VITA offices, the practices that are out there. Tell me a little bit. I mean, I know they range from you know a sole practitioner, part time practitioner to you know to full service shops, but. Give me an idea of kind of what the central point, the sweet spot is.
Sure. TaxWise has always been designed and structured for the type of practice that is out there to serve a fairly high volume of customers. I guess I'd differentiate that, whereas you know some small practitioners think of themselves more in the, shall we say, the boutique kind of business of specialty services.
Sure.
Well, TaxWise is more for the Main Street kind of practice, and so it includes both what you might think of as traditional professionals and a number of independent retail type of tax prep offices that populate many of the small town main streets in America. So it's for anybody who's out there to really focus on a very efficient volume oriented tax practice.
Sure. So there's a lot of things within the TaxWise, what I'm going to call the TaxWise suite. It's not just tax compliance anymore. You've got a couple of offerings in there, the tax and accounting or executive accounting, a couple of different slices of that that are really, almost their turnkey operations for somebody just going into practice, aren't they?
That's true. That's true because, as you do with your subscribers, we also do some surveying to see what our customers are up to. And we've found that to be more and more characteristic that even though tax is a primary line of business for a lot of our customers, it's certainly not the only thing that a good share of them do. And so we've endeavored to create and provide a suite of products that crosses the lines of whether they're into accounting and bookkeeping or payroll or other related needs that support that whole area of practice.
So one of the things that that I've noted and applauded that that you guys out in Rome, beautiful downtown Rome, Georgia, right? I was there for a week one afternoon. That's actually a very nice place. One of the things that I've applauded that you've done is provide a Spanish language version. I don't know how well that's adapted, but it's there. How does that go over?
Actually, quite well, because as we all know, that our country, across the board, has become more diverse, and that the Hispanic population is a significant and valued piece of our population, and so obviously our customers are there to service those kinds of clients, and actually in terms of things that are really kind of popular or cool to some of our users, as you might put it from an observer standpoint, is that ability to essentially toggle back and forth between Spanish form and English form. So, most preparers, yes, are usually going to be bilingual if they're in that kind of market area, but some of their clients are not. And so being able to toggle between Spanish and English, show something to their client in the familiar Spanish, if that's what it is, then they really appreciate that.
So let's talk a little bit, David, about this tax season. How has the tax season gone for you so far? Let's start with your initial release. Your target was, I assume, sometime around the first part of December, or is that when you release?
That's correct. Yeah, the TaxWise target has always been right beginning of December, and we did that once again this year. Actually, for the coming year, we're moving it up slightly into November. But we did get out there on our usual schedule this year, so that got us off to a good start.
And the pro forma organizer process seemed to work fine. No landmines there.
No, that seemed to be smooth. We haven't made any significant changes to that piece of the process and recently, so that moved right along.
You do conversions from most of the other major players, as everyone does.
Certainly.
You were probably fortunate enough to add a couple of new users this year. The conversion process work okay for you?
Yeah. We have had a pretty robust set of conversions for a number of years, and have the process pretty well down. So we did have a real good year with growth, and of course that does mean conversions happening. So I think we're pretty happy with how our progress has been in that area.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about the update process. Some is actually shipped out physically on media, and some is done via hot patch via the net. Is that how you do it?
It is, although we're moving more and more towards just the downloadable updates. As the greater and greater percentage of users is moving into the broadband world, we're finding that to be pretty effective, and obviously it's much more timely than the cycle that's involved in trying to produce CDs and ship them and so on.
So how seamless is that for a TaxWise user? They kind of turn that on and you automatically update them if they so choose?
We have two types of updates that we do with TaxWise users. Ones that are minor and ones that are major. And basically, the difference between the two is whether it affects e-filing capabilities or not.
Oh, sure.
And so the minor ones we make available on our website, our customer support website, for customers to grab as they desire. And then the major ones we generally push out a notification through our e-filing connection system, so that when they connect, they're made aware if there's something that they need that would affect their e-filing process.
I'll bet there's a lot of people listening to this that don't have any idea that you guys are also a television producer, and you've got a great facility out there, and you do a thing called TaxWise TV that I've talked to a bunch of your mm-hmm. users that and you use that very effectively. Give me the elevator pitch on TaxWise TV.
Now, TaxWise TV is basically a customer communication tool that allows us in about a 4 or 5 minute segment that a user can connect over the internet to once each morning to get a quick update on what's going on in the various IRS filing centers, you know, if there are issues or delays affecting e-filing, if there are any hot product issues, you know, things that our customers are calling and asking us about. It's a way to update people on suggestions that can improve their performance. And so we found it a pretty effective communication tool, not only because it's live and gives you that sort of immediacy kind of benefit, but we also archive them so people can use them on their schedule if our broadcast schedule doesn't happen to match their schedule.
Right, which I'm sure can happen sometimes, but that's I know a lot of your users start their day with a mm-hmm. cup of coffee at TaxWise TV, and it's I applaud your use of technology to communicate with your users. That's a neat thing.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about let's do it this way. What did your users, in your opinion, most like this year? You throw a bunch of new things in every year. What hit most positively?
Well, we get some sense of that from the number of live training sessions that we do. So we get some individual interaction and feedback, and so I sort of keep track of that from our training group to see what kind of customer feedback they're hearing, and in line with the nature of the TaxWise product and user being highly interested in efficient processing, it would be the things that fit that model, like the tax form defaults that can be set, and user definable return stage tracking markers that can be set. It makes it very, some of those little kinds of productivity tools make it very easy for them to stay on top of the pool of returns that might be flowing through their office.
Sure. What, in your opinion, David, you've been in practice for a long time, mm-hmm. you know about this, what's the one feature that's the most underutilized feature in the product? In other words, when you're showing people, current users, you're talking to them about the product, and all of a sudden you show them one thing and they go, wow, when did you put that in? And it's been in there for 5 years.
Right.
What is that in your world?
Well, I think what it would be for our TaxWise product is a piece that's related to, the return stage tracker that I just mentioned is one type of what I'm going to say, but what we call our user-defined history list, which is basically just a way of saying that you have user-defined list fields that you can create for a number of different places in the return. I'll give you one small example. I was talking to one of our trainers who actually had previously been in practice and used the TaxWise product in the field. And she told me, she said, what I used to use, I was in a small town, and before the season, I would call up the daycare providers around town and get their EIN numbers, put it in a user-defined history list that attached to the form where you put your child care credit.
Right.
And then you don't have to worry about whether the client remembered to get the number from their daycare provider or they got it right, which
right.
is another little challenge.
Then it just sits there in a drop-down and
that's
there
right.
you go.
So
yeah.
Right, you can create user-defined drop-downs
sure.
on a number
Great.
Of different places.
Great. Let's kind of wrap up with a couple of other parts of this. You know, we talked about these wise users, these wise TaxWise users who start their day with coffee and TaxWise TV. Are those the kind of people that turn out to be your, what I'm going to call, I'm using air quotes here, your best user? What does it take to be a good, successful user of the TaxWise system?
Yeah, probably those kind of users are, because those are probably the same people who take advantage of one of the other aspects that we offer, which is the training opportunities in advance of the season. Because really, to make a best user, it's the person who prepares for the job they're going to do.
Sure.
And as you well know, Greg, you've probably used a number of different tax packages. With pretty much any tax package, you can sit down and you can figure out how to do a return. The question is, can you do tax prep efficiently? And you're only going to do that if you take a little bit of time to prepare, whether it's setting up some of the defaults in advance of the season and maybe some of the billing options that you can use within the system to help you generate your charges for your returns. That preparation work and digging down and finding, you know, which are the features that are going to help your way of working go the fastest.
Sure. So, David, you did come up with, I think, a really industry-leading kind of improvement this year, and that's with your scan and fill product. And I know that's it's out; it's a full release. How has that been going this year?
Actually, quite well, and actually, our users have pointed out to us that there are more ways of using it than what we realized. Quite often happens when you get it out.
Let's define this for our listeners who
sure.
don't know what we're talking about. David, just give me an understanding of what this is.
Right, the scan and fill application is designed around automating the process of getting earnings and withholding data from W-2s and 1099s in the paper form and getting it over to a tax return. And in the middle of that process there, it's tied in with a document management function so that you can actually store the copies of the things that you're using for work paper records at the same time as you create a file that pops right into the tax return and enters that data for you.
So no more transposition of numbers as I'm doing keying. No more double review to make sure that I got every number properly keyed in. It's a little closer to auto magic in the future, right?
It's getting pretty close, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got just a minute left here, David. You've been in the business for a while. Wrap up here with a real quick comment on where you see TaxWise going next year. You know, and I know you're not ready to release enhancements, and I'm not asking you for that, but where do you see the industry that serves our profession? What are you guys going to do next year in a couple of years, and where are we going to be 10 or 15 or 20 years from now?
Mm-hmm. I think there's two or three things that come to mind. One is continuing down the path of increased integration between products. You know, we're more and more moving towards digital integration, if you will. and moving beyond the next year or two, maybe a little bit further out, but I think seeing more direct provision of source data from third parties to tax professionals. We're starting to see just a little bit of that now, but I think that's going to accelerate and further reduce the paper in the middle of the cycle. And then the last piece that's certainly going to influence tax practices in a pretty big way is the whole area of e-filing mandates. Many people around the country are already seeing that at the state level, and now via some of the industry groups that we're involved in, we're hearing the IRS making noises about pushing for a mandate on preparers, just as a number of the states have. So I think that's going to sort of finally push us all over the edge.
Okay.
Maybe some of us in good ways and some of us bad.
Right. Well, I've got some notes, David. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about this in 15 years, and we'll see how close. I'm going to hold you to this. We'll see how close you really were. Thank you so much for your time. David Olson is a serving today as a product manager for the Wolters Kluwer Business Unit CCH Small Firm Services. We've been talking about their tax product called TaxWise. And David, I thank you for your time. You've certainly educated me regarding your product. And now go back to work and make the rest of the tax season just as successful as the first part.
Okay, my pleasure, Greg.
Thank you so very much.